Well, thank you everyone for coming. This is a session on performance measurement and quality improvement. Where should SCD programs be heading? The Affordable Care Act term you might see in your program as a teaser. This has really no direct relevance to the ACA. It's just trying to make it look a little more sexy, bring more people in, I don't know. So that was just an error in the program book, so just want to clarify that. This is a symposium that Charlie Ravens and I put together. Sorry, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Marianne Carter with the Division of STD Prevention at CDC and the team lead for program evaluation. And Charlie, are you in the room? There he is, Charlie Ravens. Maybe many of you know, formerly with Illinois Program, currently an independent consultant. Is that a fair description? So we put together this symposium recognizing that performance measurement issues don't necessarily naturally come up in an abstract-driven conference, but would be a broad, should, we thought it would be of broad interest to a number of the conference participants. So we have what I hope is a really interesting panel. The way we've organized it is that we'll have first a broad overview of sort of the current state of thinking about performance measurement, management, and quality in public health. And we'll follow that with three distinct program examples, one from outside the STD world, from our friends at TB. An example is a story from the UK chlamydia program, and then reflections and a story from the California STD program. So I hope it'll be a good mix that should generate a lot of comparison, contrast, ideas. The hope is that everyone leaves here with a little bit better understanding of these concepts, where they are, and hopefully some practical ideas of where you can take things with your own program. So. We'll go through each presentation, and just because our speakers have a lot of good things to say, I think we'll hold questions to the end. Still hopefully have some time for discussion, and we can stick around afterwards for that sort of thing too. So with no further ado, I guess I'll introduce Craig Thomas. He is the director of the Division of Public Health Performance Improvement at CDC.
Good afternoon. Okay, you can do better. Good afternoon. There, very nice. I know it's getting towards the end of the day and you've had a nice conference. I'm assuming I'm just arriving about an hour ago. I'm actually from the Office of State, Tribal, Local, and Territorial Support at CDC. We also are known as OSTILTS. And we are really focusing on improving and strengthening the performance of the public health system. So we think broad public health practice in our office, but of course all of what we are about applies to specific programs. It's a delight to be a part of your agenda today. I had my upbringing in public health in the STD HIV arena, and I forget how important data are to you all, and that warms my heart because I'm a program evaluator by training, and data are important to me as well. So today I'm going to provide you a very high-level brief overview of the current field of performance measurement and quality improvement, and I'm going to couch it under the larger umbrella of performance management because these things all actually do relate, provide you with a nice framework that will orient you to the work and some tips for how you can integrate this work into your day-to-day management and operations of your STD clinics and the work you do around STD programs. So with that, why is this so important? Well, obviously, I don't need to go over the importance of why data are important to a group like you, but certainly how you use the kinds of data that you're collecting and how you use that information is really important. And I think for quite some time now, the federal government has been under increasing pressures to demonstrate from an accountability perspective where the dollars are going, and that means what is actually happening in the field as you receive those dollars from federal funding and other sources of funding. And obviously it's important for you to look at it from the standpoint of better monitoring your programs and at the performance of your programs and activities, using findings to guide program improvement activities where there are areas or gaps, applying organizational system-wide strategies, methods, and tools for continuous quality improvement. You're going to hear a little bit about the culture of quality improvement today, as one of our speakers will be speaking about that, which is also important. And identifying and analyzing problems and generating solutions. It's all about doing good work, right? So there is, it's about really just the importance of doing improvement in general. So I'm not going to be talking about evaluation, but that's part of the same family as well. I'll be remiss if I didn't mention it because of my background. So there are some drivers at the national level that are really making this an important area for you to focus on within the field. Certainly, the National Prevention Strategy emphasizes the importance of performance management, measurement, and quality improvement. The Healthy People 2020 objectives, there are several specific objectives that focus on use of standards for public health practice as well as for quality improvement and performance management. How many are familiar with accreditation? Okay. We now live in a world where we have accredited health departments. There are approximately 31 accredited health departments currently, and they're going to be releasing a new cohort in the next week. That's wonderful news for public health for a variety of reasons. But one of the beauties of public health accreditation is that it sets standards now for how public health should operate. It defines public health in very concrete ways. It does not go specifically into programmatic areas. It's that broad public health practice viewpoint. But it does pull on documentation from various programs, including STD, HIV, and TB prevention. So I want to mention that. So look for a new announcement on more health departments who are accredited to come. There was the National Public Health Improvement Initiative. It still exists. It's in our division within OSTILTS. This was a cooperative agreement for state, local, tribal entities that specifically focuses on promoting quality improvement and performance management. It's unique. It hasn't been done before at CDC, although there have been efforts in the past in this area. So it was exciting for us to engage in a program for the last 4 years that really tried to promote and raise all boats within the field around quality improvement. Unfortunately, that was not funded in its final year, not because it didn't prove to be important and having an impact, but rather I think the PPHF funding, if you're familiar with the prevention funds, changed directions. It was a congressional decision, not a CDC decision. And then finally, if you're not familiar with what's happening at CDC, one new improvement that has occurred at the agency is the standardization of a funding template for developing our funding opportunity announcements. And within those funding opportunity announcements, we are listing very clear directions around program evaluation as well as quality improvement, and also reference accreditation. The STD FOA that you're familiar with now does a beautiful job integrating and actually extending that even further into the quality improvement arena. So a great opportunity to influence where the field is headed in terms of quality improvement. I also want to mention a timely announcement as UNISIS has stepped down and we have a new secretary, Secretary Sylvia Burwell, who formerly from, do you know, OMB. And if you know the Office of Management and Budget, they're very interested in performance measurement, impact, quality, accountability. So she's going to be looking at our programs through that lens. And it's an exciting opportunity for us in the area of performance management, quality improvement, because this, I think, will align very nicely with likely her strategic direction. She said recently, in her opening statements Monday when she was sworn into office, the goal is to invest wisely to protect Americans from domestic and global disease and to produce measurable, lasting health improvements. There you go. So just want to point out there's a lot at work at the national level and the national dialogue around performance management, quality improvement. It's very, very important. I'm going to defer you. I'm going to present my work and the work of the division under that general framework. I'm not going to read this to you, but you'll notice some key words, performance goals, standards, and obviously informing decisions, reporting out. These are the kinds of things that entail performance management. It is not about managing the performance of an individual employee. This is about managing the performance of your programs and services and activities within your organization or within your program. The framework that we're most familiar with that CDC endorses is actually presented here. It's a performance management framework. Actually came from the Turning Point initiative a few years back and has been improved significantly since then. There are four quadrants, and I'm going to walk you through each of the four quadrants to get you oriented to this framework. We use this quite frequently in talking to the field. And then around that circle, you'll see three words, but basically concepts that are really important to make this all work. The first is customer-focused. Any quality improvement or performance management effort has to keep the customer in mind if it's going to be effective. So who are you actually serving is an important question in your programmatic activities. The second is around transparency. Are you open and honest about the information you're collecting and using that information real time to make improvements? And that's something really important, especially to improving the credibility of your program or your organization, transparency. And the third, absolutely a no-starter if you don't have leadership and championship for this work, and of course, a culture that supports it within your organization. Not easy to have a culture without a leader who gets it. And so this is also a whole area that I wish I could spend time focusing on today, but I'm down to 15 minutes and even less. So, but want to point those out. The first quadrant that I want to focus on is on the development of performance standards. Fortunately, in the area of STD, TB, and HIV prevention, there are a number of standards that currently exist. So this work has actually probably been well done, and obviously there's places where that could be improved. But coming from those standards, then, it's also thinking about what are the specific indicators or goals or targets that you need to achieve within your organization so everybody understands the strategic direction you are taking your program. Performance standards is fundamental and obviously something that isn't always recognized, but it's known because that's how we do practice. That's how we do public health. So in the yellow boxes, you'll see some things you can think about within your organization. Do you use these standards, targets, and goals for your organization or program? If you're doing subcontracts to your clinics, are those incorporated? Do they have a framework from which to do this work? It's really important as you advance the culture for quality improvement performance management. The second is in performance measurement, a little different. And obviously, development of measurement could be a whole entire conference. I don't know how well attended it would be. It's the hard stuff, no doubt, and especially when we're talking about social programs because they're much more difficult to measure, especially in the context of service delivery. It's great to have biological indicators or our morbidity mortality statistics, but when we talk about program operations, business services, service delivery, customer satisfaction, what is considered more the softer side of things, this becomes a little more challenging. But measuring is easily done if you have a good logic model to begin with to describe your programs, and you can define and prioritize those measures, develop reporting mechanisms to get the information out. And of course, assuring the quality of the data is critical. The third quadrant is reporting of progress. If you're collecting the data, you're asking this of your programs or your clients, and you're not using it, shame on you, right? CDC is well known for doing this. We ask you to report all the time, and do we always use it? Shame on us. So we really need to think about that dashboard approach to our indicators. How can we generate information at a high level that gives us real good quality information? What are the most important indicators? And get those reported and monitored on a routine basis. The thing that makes quality improvement performance management different from evaluation is you're getting data on a regular basis, real time. So every 2 to 3 weeks, you're getting a dashboard, an update on where you're headed, are you achieving your goals, and that allows you opportunity to do rapid improvements and mid-course corrections. Finally, we launch into quality improvement or evaluation depending on the need. And this is really an important area for us. I'm going to spend a little time diving into, maybe 2 minutes, a little further in-depth discussion about this. Obviously, quality improvement is not just collecting the data, but it's using the data to develop. You've got a problem, you see an area, a gap, or a performance issue. We're focusing on the efficiency and effectiveness. That's typically how quality improvement is couched. They want to improve the efficiency of an operation or a program service. They want to improve the effectiveness. So if it's reducing clinic wait times in an STD clinic, or if it's improving customer service, if those are your goals and you have measures associated with them, now you can initiate quality improvement techniques and approaches to addressing those challenges. What is quality improvement in public health? I'm not going to read the definition. You're going to get these slides, I assume, Miriam. Okay, so you'll get this information. I see people writing, and I'm talking very quickly. I apologize. But the guy over here is going to ring the bell in a second. I just want to point out that quality improvement is done all the time, real time. You probably are already doing it. You just don't know it. And to formalize that within your organization is really critical. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the approaches and, of course, techniques and used to do quality improvement. Basically, an improvement cycle looks something like this. It's most basic. It's problem solving to make to improve a process or an outcome. You state the problem. You understand where you want to go with that particular problem or the desired result. You start collecting information about that. You look at ways to strategies to address that problem, the solutions. You test them out on a small scale. If they're effective, you go large scale. And then you can evaluate that, or you can start another cycle of quality improvement. Some of the approaches on the left side that you should be familiar with, plan, do, check, act, is that cycle I just walked you through where you think about, it's very rapid, very quick and easy. Of course, it requires a team. That team is usually something that generates the, within the program, it generates the particular issues or problems and solutions along the way. Lean and Six Sigma and Kaizen are all in the same kind of general framework. They're interested in cutting waste. Or improving efficiencies. That could be in how quickly you let contracts or how quickly you hire staff. Those are the kinds of focus areas there. And then, of course, Balanced Scorecard and Baldrige are big ticket approaches to performance management that you might be interested in. On the far right are more, I would call, tools or techniques. Brainstorming, obviously, if you're solving problems, flowcharting, fishbone diagram, believe it or not, these actually have a methodology to them, even though they seem really intuitive. You've done brainstorming all the time in your day-to-day activities, but there's actually a way to do that that's actually very effective. So I'm not going to spend time going all of those. I'd love to. Here is the who's using quality improvement in the field right now. About 84% of local health departments do it. 78% of the state health departments do it. And what do you think about CDC? Yep, that's part of our goal, is trying to improve CDC's ability to do this. STD, by the way, leading the way. So what QI approaches are used in public health? So here gives you an example of the kinds of approaches and tools that are often used in public health. Plan, Do, Check, Act, or Plan, Do, Study, Act is the most common, but certainly Lean and Six Sigma are in there too. Balanced Scorecard is a really nice performance management approach. And I can't get into the details, I won't have time, but just want to show you what's happening at the state and local health departments there. So my final points. I want you to understand and recognize the value of these concepts. I certainly wish I had more time to go into the details. Happy to answer any questions. There are practical connections to your new funding opportunity template and the announcement that you have with your STD programs. Certainly aligning yourself to the National Accreditation, National Prevention Strategy, and Healthy People 2020 objectives makes your program solid, because those objectives are something you can start with if you don't have them. And you don't need to be an expert in quality improvement. You just need to start. And, you know, there's some simple reading, and I want to provide you with a list of resources for you where you can get some more information. A lot of information exists. The Public Health Foundation is a wonderful resource for understanding performance management and quality improvement. You don't need to be an epidemiologist to do this work. You just need to be thoughtful, analytical, and being able to work with others. It's pretty straightforward. And you know, have a commitment to doing good work and improving your programs. Thank you. Wow. Yeah.